So I'll just quickly mention where we left off. We were basically discussing the Rambam's understanding of Tliya B'Zman. Right, the Rambam says that in Tliya B'Zman, you give it Toras Mikadon, as opposed to Tanai, where you're giving it Toras Gerushin, and it's only Gomrim, it's only Chal later. In the case of Tliya B'Zman, you're only giving it Toras Mikadon at first, and then the Gerushin, the Maisa Gerushin, seems to be happening later. So the question is how to understand this. So we saw that many Achronim, Mosekelim, take the Rambam to mean, essentially, what other Rishonim say. Namely, that the original Pa'ula here, the Nesina, the original Nesina, that is the Maisa Gerushin, Nesina B'Toras Gerushin, because basically where else would be the Vinasim B'Yad? Otherwise, it would be an issue of Tzli Giteich, and especially since the Rambam also paskins regarding Simta, that it works B'Simta B'Tzidis Shusarabim, so it's not a Makom Hakone. So the initial act of Mesiris Haget Liyada, that is a Mesir B'Toras Gerushin. And the Rambam says that loigia biyada b'taras gershin al b'taras pikadon, so it doesn't really mean that he gave it for the purpose of its being a pikadon and not as a mice, as part of a mice gershin, the shame gershin. The Rambam means that inasmuch as gershin is yet to occur in some sense, only biyada b'taras pikadon. Until 30 days comes and the asiyas gershin occurs, so we're calling it a pikadon, but not that actually the nesina was l'shem pikadon, it was l'shem gershin, it was a mice gershin. Now, the Marabach and the Kesef Mishnah, they don't really elaborate so much upon what the Rama means when he distinguishes between Tanai and Tliya B'Zman. Rav Chaim has an interesting formulation, but he doesn't elaborate all that much either. He calls it a Shir B'Maisa, in terms of just understanding what emerges according to them. So we suggested one of two ways to understand this, either that it's the ability to elongate the Mashicha. It is the original act, but it's sort of elongated over the course of till whatever it is that you stipulate. So that's when the mice is considered to have ended. Or perhaps the idea is you do the mice, you execute the mice, and then you kind of bottle it up, suppress it, to be unveiled later. But the alternative that we're suggesting is that, no, you should understand the Rambam means what he says. The way we explained it is what you're doing now is simply being moser l'shem pikadon, and you're forecasting what your das is going to be in 30 days from now. And the idea is that it's working via mechilas pikadon, which works, for the Rambam at least, in all these contexts. I think I forgot to mention. The tour in Simon Kuf Mentes does say that mochel pikadon l'nifka does not work. So basically, it actually says we should be mochel the years of the tour. It's against Gemara and Bavasar, which I have in the Makarish here. Others say maybe it means something else. The simplest understanding is that it's belashon mechila doesn't work. But if you say kanu lecha or nasan lecha, then it would work. That's the simplest reading of the tour. Either way, it's generally accepted that mechilas pikadon works to be kanu the pikadon. Then you have kiddushin. This is explicitly a tosefta. And when it comes to Gittin, so we know this Machlokas Rishonim, then Tosarit thinks that there's an issue of Tzli Giteich Me'abikarka. If I give it to you as a Pikadon, give the get as a Pikadon to the woman. And then later on it says, Hagiteich, Harezagiteich, that's Tzli Giteich Me'abikarka. Whereas the Ritva of the Ran are explicit that does work, that there's no problem with Tzli Giteich there, since it came to her from the Baal, that already undermines the issue of Tzli Giteich. Had it further to understand that, I'm not getting into it, I think an important Machlokas regarding understanding Vinasa Miyada, but either way, I'm sorry?
This is a friend
that I have on the Kershaw, we'll get to that. Either way, the many Shurim thought it worked. And the Rambam is not clear on this, but I think besides the fact that based on this it would emerge that he held like them, I think if you don't explicitly say that there's a chiluk between Kinsi Shtarchov and Nesina Shem Pikadon, then we should assume there isn't a chiluk and that would be good too. So that the Rambam is saying that in Tliya B'Zman, he's just setting up now for later. He's giving it pikadon, and by saying he's communicating, he's sort of forecasting the das. And the idea being that, what's the catalyst for the status change, something going from pikadon to now being yours, b'toras kinyan? Just the das abaylim, lahaknos. The amira is simply informing us of that das abaylim. Maybe because otherwise it's just dvarim shebaleiv, but the basic point is that it's just a method of informing us of what actually is the catalyst, that which is the poel hachalos, namely the das. You're simply announcing now what you have later on. So it's equivalent of actually just saying it then. Okay. Follow everybody?
How do you connect the maisa to an extended das like that?
No, so there's no maisa. That's exactly the point. The maisa, on the level of the maisa, that's a pikadam. It's not. It's now a pikadam. The maisa occurs once you have das l'machila on day number 31, so now it becomes his. Because if I'll... Right now it's Rishuscha. If I were to have come and said... 31 days from now, Hareze Shalach, Shacha, B'toras, whatever it is, let's say Kenyan. Hareze Kanulacha, it would be Kanulacha. It's the Rambam says in Echos Chiyamatan, as it says in Echos Chiyar, based on the Gemara Baba Basra, right? So it's the equivalent, saying it now, Hareza Kanilacha, Acha Shoshim Yom, is the equivalent of saying on 31st day, Hareza Kanilacha. The idea being, what's important about what happens on the 31st day is not what you say, but rather what your das is, and you're informing us of this.
And that'll be sufficient for Menosam Diyot that I get, for example.
Oh, so that was the issue. The Rambam implies, other Rishonim are explicit, that if the man gives the woman the get, the Torah's Pekadim, Shem Pekadim Ba'ama, then comes along later and says, Hagitech, that's Chal, that there's no problem with Likitech Ma'abekarka there. Right, this is the Ran and the Ritva, and they explain, it's an important issue for Menosam Diyot, they explain that Menosam Diyot doesn't require
physical.
So they don't really, it's not clear that they're saying, there's actually two ways to explain it, but since we're not doing a Zorik, it could be that they're saying that Venasim Yadda just means it has to be Nitan Min Habal, just a condition, it's not the Maisa Gerishin. The Maisa Gerishin, so to speak, is just her having the get. As long as she has the get given to her from the Baal, it doesn't have to be that that giving was the, you know, Betorah's Gerishin. That's one way to say it. But I think the simpler way to understand it is that Pligi Tekma Abikarka is a problem when it's Lo Ba Liyadel or Shusa Min Habal. For instance, this is the ritual we saw in page 4. Yeah. The Quran says the exact same thing. That, I mean, this is an issue of just how to understand Pligi Tekma Abikarka and Menasim Biyadel. But he says, V'hilcha Reino Get Achi Yomer Lachaka Chagideh Bahachi Sagi. The Avagad the Sino Rishon Alav Klobi, Kemacha Get Ba La Miyad Habal. Ain't sarach litlo himena belaso velitnoa elarei get kevan sheamar lahagitech venasam biyado karina base. The way I understand that is that the venasam biyado is happening actually now with the emir segitech hagitech. What is pligitech? Pligitech is when it's lo bala lershusa miyad habal. Pligitech ma'abikark is a problem when it's in a rishus but not as a result of an initiative of the baal. That you don't have here. Yeah, so that's exactly right. So he says, as opposed to, let's say, for instance, if it just blew, the wind blew it into rishus and then you say hagitech. So that wouldn't be, there'd be a chisar on there, tligitech malvikark. But if, as long as it came as a result of the initiative of the Baal, so then that's all you need to get around the problem of tligitech. So that, therefore, when you come afterwards and you say, hagitech, v'nasam yada karinam be. The way I think we would understand it is that's the mais in the sina right there. You know, v'nasam yada means lav dafka, pu'ulas, doesn't mean placing so much as giving. But we'll come back to that a little bit. But either way, that's certainly a, I would say the Rov Rishonim seem to be of this opinion, as opposed to the Paskeri, who thinks that Tligitech, if you just say Hagitech after it's in Rosh Hashanah, it's because then you need to actually then give it back to her, because otherwise it's Tligitech. So if you say Hagitech, right, then it's otherwise a problem with Tligitech. Okay, so last time, the difference is the Tanai now become readily understandable. They just naturally follow. In the context of Tanai, there's no need for it to be Bershusa in any way, Bizman HaChalos, because you've already given her the get. But here, that's when the Nesinus HaGet is occurring. So it needs to be Bershusa simply because that's when she's getting it. The same thing is true in Kinyan. So if it's not Bershusa at the time, it's not going to work. What do you even, how could you be counting? It needs to be Bershusa B'Chatzera. As far as the second difference is concerned, that you don't need Mishpatei Tanaim, so this idea here is simple. What you need Mishpatei Tanaim for is to do the Maisa Kinyan and then suppress its being Chal, so that you need to have Mishpatei Tanaim. The way you do that is through formatting it the Mishpatei Tanaim. But here, what you're doing is simply giving it B'Torah's Pikadon and just forecasting when you're having Das. No reason to have to require Mishpatei Tanaim. Now, this is, I think, precisely the meaning of the Yerushalmi, the way the Rambam understood it, itself. Because if you look at the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is where the Rambam got this from, that you don't need Mishpatei Tanaim for Tli Bizman. If you actually look at the Yerushalmi, so this is in our Perek, so the Yerushalmi just mentioned, she does a remeyer, that if you say, Machlokis, Mugdeshes, Amenash, Yerdu Gishamim, so if you are Du Gishamim, Mugdeshes, Amenayim Gudeshes, so then remeyer is of the opinion, no, either way, If you're not kofel the Tanai, so then either way it's going to be Mekudeshes, because any time you have a Tanai, she ain't a Kelchaso, she ain't a Ketanai Be'egad over Ne'erubim, we say Maisakayim, Tanah Batel, so here it's going to be either way Mekudeshes. But I agree, Hakomodim, if it's La'achar. That if you say La'achar She Yerid Gishamim, so then everybody agrees it's going to be only Chal upon Yerid Gishamim. So the Yerushalmi then goes on. I don't know if you saw it inside, but it's a little bit later. The Yerushalmi sort of takes off on a different suggestion regarding which Rabbi Meir. Then it quotes Rabbi Chagai, and the girsa that we have in front of us is very hard to understand. It's Rabbi Chagai ba kume Rabbi Yosi v'henim lo kilo echadu. So that not at all clear what that would even mean. And I think the Korban Ha'eda and the Pnei Moshe, I think partially because of this phrase, so they try to sort of figure it out. They understood that it actually is not a question relating to our topic. It's not going back on the previous suggestion about Rabbi Meir, on the previous discussion that they just had about La'achar versus Im. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with something else. So that as far as our topic is concerned, we can close the Yashami, we're done with it. But if you actually, the Girsa that the Rishonim had, and they quote, was not that. The Girsa that they had was one that makes it clear what the question here is. It's a question having to do with our topic, exactly the question of our topic. V'hein im, or v'ha im, lav kila acharu. Wait a second, we're just going back now on what you just said. You just said that there's machlokes about tanaim, whether or not you need Mishnah Tehiyah tanaim. Remeir thinks you need Mishnah Tehiyah tanaim. But everybody agrees that la'achar tol bezman, you don't need Mishnah Tehiyah tanaim. But im, which is one of the formulations of tanaim, right? Im, which is where you have the chalos later, is it v'hein im lo kila acharu? What's the difference between Im and La'achar? They both have the Maisa now and the Chalos later. The assumption here, and this Rishon picked up on, and we'll get to this when we get to Mishnah Tehiyah 9, was maybe you could argue that there's a difference between having the Chalos be later as opposed to having it be Chal B'Shas HaMaisa L'Mafreya, and say that if it's B'Shas HaMaisa L'Mafreya, you will need Mishnah Tehiyah 9, and that's why you're saying that La'achar is better than Tanaim. I could maybe consider such an idea, but Tanaim is the equivalent. It's also having the Chalos later. So what is the difference between, why do you need Mishnah Tanaim for Tanai Deim, but you don't need it for La'achar? So the Yerushalmi's answer is as follows. Shnayahid, it's different. Shahaisa ha'aretz lefnein v'hu megevakesh lotzi miyadam. The aretz was before them, and he's being mevakesh lotzi miyadam. Moshe Rabbeinu is being mevakesh lotzi miyadam. Now what does that mean? So I mentioned to Adam that the Ramban in Gittin interpreted very differently than we'll see actually the Ramban in Sefer HaSchus, and the way he says in Sefer HaSchus is what I think the Rambam understood this to mean, which is as follows. What we're saying here is, Shani Hasa, meaning with regard to Tanai, where they say Im, so there, what Moshe is doing is trying to be Motzi them from something they've already done a Maisa Kinyan upon. In other words, because they formulated it with Tanai, so then what they're doing now, when they come to be settling the land, into Masik Baritz, so that's a Maisa Kinyan. They're doing the Maisa Kinyan now. They're being Matzik is Konin. So what the Talos of Tanai is doing is creating conditions under which we're potentially neutralizing the effectiveness of that Maisa Kinyan. So for that, you need Mashiach Tanai. Okay, then if they had said La'achar, so aren't they either way being Matzik Bekarka? What the Yerushalmi is implying is, and if they had said La'achar, presumably they would be doing the same exact thing. It's not likely that if they happened to formulate it as a La'achar, then they wouldn't have actually been Matzik Bekarka yet. They would have been Matzik Bekarka, but if they had said La'achar, so we would have said that it isn't legally a Maisik Kinyan. It would have been rendered by day the formulation. We would have been said that halakhically is equivalent to doing is being Matzik now as a Bekadon for Moshe Rabbeinu. And then Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been stipulating conditions under which to be Motzi, something that they have already been Osek Kinyan alav. He would have been stipulating, would have been communicating the timing of his das, that they should be acquiring it in the first place. He would have been communicating das l'mechilas abikadam. And for that, you don't need Mishra Tehiyah Tanai. Right? In the case, because it was, when you have a Tanai Deim, so then we interpret what they're doing now, right, what's the Lashon Yerushalmi? What they're doing now, the Aretz Lifnehem, meaning that they're now Machzik Bekarka, now Machzik Baretz, and Moshe's, and the Hatalas Tanai is therefore stipulating to undo that, or to suppress it in some way. But if they had said La'achar, then it wouldn't have been Moshe Mevakesh Lotziyam. If they had said La'achar, what would it have been? It would have been what they're doing now. That's a Pikadah. They're Mapsik Pikadah. Moshe is simply dictating when it is that he's going to be Mokel, that he's going to have Das Sheyu Knuyam Lahem. So for that, you don't need Mishnah Tehiyah Tanai. So this is how I think you would explain the Rambam. And this understanding exactly of the Yerushalmi, you find clearly in the Ramban. And that's in the context, which, again, I had to rush through, at the end of the last time, which is the Gemara and Beitza. Basically, the Gemara and Beitza says, we won't see it inside now, that if you have a case where somebody says, give $400 to Ploni and have him marry my daughter. So the Gemara says, in that case, he gets the $400, and if he wants, he can marry the daughter. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to. He still gets the $400 either way. Whereas if he says, have this person marry my daughter and give him $500, so in that case, if he marries the daughter, it's five, and he gets the $400. If he doesn't marry the daughter, he does not. So the Rib explained in Bava Basra that the difference between these two is simply that the first Lashon is a Lashon of Matana. You're saying two things. Give him $400 and have him marry my daughter. Whereas the Lashon that is indicated when you say, have him marry my daughter and give him $400, that the Lashon is one which communicates that there's a condition here. If he marries my daughter, then he gets the $400. Okay. But the Baal Mor gives a different explanation. It's not that this is, we interpret to be Lashon Matana, this we interpret to be Lashon of being Tola. Both of them are Lashon Tliya. Right? Both of them are conditional. The problem is, it's not formulated properly as a Tanai. It's a Tanai, and it isn't formulated properly as a Tanai. Why? Because all these Rishonim held, as opposed to the Rambam, which I mentioned last time, that you need to have Tanai Kodol Maisa. What that means is that you, in your stipulation, the Tanai has to be the first thing you say, and then you say the Maisa. You first say what the condition is, then if it happens, what the Maisa that occurs afterwards. So if you...
What?
If Bnei Gad or Bnei Reuven go ahead and help us conquer the land of Israel, so then it'll be theirs. So the Baal Mor says that's the problem here, is that you said, have my daughter marry... give him the $400 and have him marry my daughter. The problem is not that you said and. We know what you mean. The problem is that it wasn't formulated commissioned with tonight. But the difference with the Lishnik Basra is, because there you say...
And.
What? No, you say, you flip the order. Have him marry my daughter and marry... Have him marry daughter and give him $400. There, you had Tanai Kodol Maisa, it's Kemishra Dei Tanai, and therefore, it's Chal as a Tanai, and only be given to him as a Tanai. So the Rabbi says this is completely incorrect. According to the Baal Mor, what emerges, if I say, give him $400 if he marries my daughter, then in that case, too, we'll say, gets $400, doesn't matter what happens, because it wasn't a properly formatted Tanai. And the Rabbi says this is completely incorrect. Why? You don't need Mishra Dei Tanai here. The reason being, right, this is, here, I'll just read to you what I just said, right? Hine Ratzel Omar, meaning the Baal Mor, She'im Amar Zeh Ish, Tenu Leponi Masayim Zuz, Im Yises Biti, meaning it emerges according to what the Baal Mor is saying, Kevin She'im Maisa Kodun Lanai, Yito Masayim Lo Yises Abad. Right, if I say, give him the $400, if he marries my wife, so he gets the $400 and doesn't have to marry my wife, because it wasn't stipulated properly. So the Rabbi says, that's not right. Now, why isn't it right? So the Rabbi explains, based on what he calls his Sod, that you only need Mishra Dei Tanai when you're doing a Maisa now, that you want to be mevatel, even though you want to neutralize, depending on whether or not certain conditions are met. Right? Where, for instance, you're nosing a get, or you do chalitza, or in the case of negar ben Irvin, where they're being masik bekarka, so then you need to do...
Or you give the condition.
He says that, right. Yeah. So then you need to do Mishra Dei Tanai in order to be mevatel the maisa, which I have now executed. Right? But if you don't do a maisa at all, you simply dictate when it is you want a maisa to be done. Meaning, I'm not giving him the money, $400. I'm saying I want some other Plony, $400 if he marries my daughter. So you don't need Mishra Dei Tanai there, because what you're doing is expressing your das and your approval of a maisa, sort of a, you might say, as a, maybe shlichus. It doesn't have to be shlichus probably, but you're giving your rishus lahotzi, you know, mamon. To actually do a Maisa Kinyan under certain conditions. So when you have that, there's no way you can do it without those conditions being met. It has nothing to do with tonight. You're not being Mivatel Maisa. In other words, what the Rabbi is saying is, if you're not doing any act now at all, but only dictating the conditions under which you have Das, and you approve of an act, namely an act of Haknas Mamon, so then you don't need Mishra Dei Tanai. And this is even if you use Belashon Tanai. That's the Ravid Yisod, and the truth is that we get to Mishra Dei Tanai. The Shilta says that explicitly, that you don't need Mishra Dei Tanai when you're appointing a Shliach and dictating when it is you want him to do it. Because the point, again, you're not being Mevatel any Maisa, you're simply dictating when it is you want something to be done. So that's the model of the Ravid. Now, the Ramban says, I have a support for the Ravid. This Yisod, I have a smach for him. What's that? Yushalmi. He says, Yushalmi says this with regard to La'achar. So he quotes him. He says, "V'hikshu sham v'zayim shal tanai b'nei gadav b'nei Reuven." This is in the third line in the Ramban. "V'chsevim lo yiru la'af la'acharhu." Right? Isn't that like la'achar? What's the difference? "V'avapichein hutzar ha'kasuv l'chpol tanal." So, and even so, you need Mishra Dei Tanai. So, why do you say that a la'achar doesn't require Mishra Dei Tanai if im requires? "The tirat shani hasav shahaitza arz l'fneihem." So now the Ramban sort of adds in the missing words that would have made it even right. "V'heim machzikin ba me'achshav, machzikin b'lashon kinyan." You're machzikin now. Lefichach kifa Moshe Rabbeinu atnayin shem lo yikayim u'sa nachla miyada. Chayim b'kiddushin Right, if you've done a ma'aseh kiddushin, you can't be mevatel that ma'aseh kiddushin. He doesn't fully explain, but he explains. But me'ata nismechu de rei ravzal. So now the Ravid has an esmachta. You can be there's a smach. There's a support. Shekol shelo huksaka matana biyado harei im shelo kila achar veinu tzarich l'tanai kapol fili remeir. What the Ramban here is saying is that tola bizman saying la'achar, doing it with the ma'isa nesina is equivalent to stipulating belashon tanai where you don't yet do a ma'isa. Kol she lo huksaku hametana biyado, if you don't yet give it to him, that's and then you say im, so that's exactly the equivalent of la'achar where you do give it to him. The Ramban is clearly understanding your shaman here. The idea is that when you're tola bizman, when you do an act, let's say the maksik bekarka, but they say belashon, but they're tola bizman. So then that act is not a ma'isakna. It's simply what? I mean, Ramban doesn't elaborate this side of it, but this is what emerges. It's simply a mesiras apikadam.
It's clear that it's not pushing off the ma'isak hakna completely, like we said the first chat in the Ramban, like the Keter Mishnah Maral Bach.
I didn't quote it to prove this point, but I think that would be extremely surprising if for the Ravid to say that you in order to, if you're going to do a ma'isa now, but you know, want to suppress the chalos, so then you need Mishnah Tanayim. But if you want to actually suppress the Maisa, so then you don't need it. That's Mehechites. That just seems very surprising. I think what's more likely is the point is you're simply not doing anything which would demand Mishnah Tanayim. Meaning, it doesn't mean you couldn't, you know, imamis this in the Ramban. It's just that the logic, I think, would be very questionable. I mean, the Ravid is saying that you're just doing nothing here that would require Mishnah Tei Tanayim. You're not being Mevatel HaMaisa in any sense. In L'chora, what you're doing is more than being Mevatel HaMaisa. You're saying the Maisa, it's Kilu, it never happened. Right? Now, if that's the Maisa in the end, that really is the Maisa Gerushin that you're doing, somehow it's able to be sort of bottled up and unveiled later. So L'chora, how can that not require Mishnah Tei Tanayim? Okay. Now, the Ravid has a suffix. He's not sure. When it comes to Nisina's Mammon, maybe Nisina's Mammon will be the equivalent, even if you do the act, you wouldn't need B'tanai De'im. I don't know how this works with Gemaras, but even if you do the act, you wouldn't need the full Mishnah Tanayim. Why? Why if I give you Mammon, and I even stipulate B'tanai De'im, why wouldn't I need Mishnah Tanayim? Because he says, Ava Mesir Samman Eli Yadur Shazek Kevin Shal Tanayim Masar Eino Ela Pikadam Ba'ama. Meaning you don't own it yet. I'm giving it to you physically in your hands, but it's legally not yours. It's mine. It's because of. Now, he thought that this wasn't something you could do, so I discussed it with Adam. Why didn't he think this was something that could be theoretically pickable to Gemma Kedushin? Gidden, I understand, because he held it wouldn't work if he did. You can't be Mochel because once it's already in your hands, and it's Tligi Day problem. This is the Ravid, right? This is the same Ravid. But why not Kiddushin? That part I'm not sure about. Why couldn't you say, why couldn't you say that you're most of the Kesef HaKiddushin, or whatever it is, the Shtar HaKiddushin, Shtar actually, Machlokas Shtar, there's a din of Tli, Shtar Kiddushayich, Me'ar Bekarka. But let's just say Kesef. Why couldn't you say that it works as Mesiras HaKesef Kipikadon? I don't know. Either way, he says in the context of getting Mikidushin that the mice, like the Nisinas and Zuyasiyas, meaning. Meaning when he says, you know, Gami Shlomo are od amatana zo, that even if I were to give it, even if the father were to actually give it to the Ploni, right? Now, he's giving it to Ploni and saying, im. So he's saying that maybe you wouldn't need Mishat Tetanayim, why? She enika Chalitza, v'lo kinsinas get, Mikidushin, why? The Fisha'elo, meaning Chalitza, Nisinas get, just stick with those. Asiyas, Nisinas and Zuyasiyas. The Nisinas Hadavar is the Maisa itself. That's what he's saying. He's saying the Nisinas HaKesef is the Maisa Kiddushin. The Nisinas HaGet is the Maisa Gerushin. The Pe'ulas HaChalitza is the Maisa Chalitza. Whereas in the case of Mammon, you can simply give it as a Pikada. So there's no, the Nisina is only a Pe'ula. It's not an actual Maisa Hakna. So that's, he thought that would be applicable even tonight. Either way, I think what the Ramban is saying is correct, which is that this is the Yerushalmi's Yisod regarding. This is how the Rambam understood it. This is exactly the Yerushalmi said regarding La'achar. What I'm doing now is not a Maisa Gerushin. I'm giving it to you as a Pekadam Ba'ama. You're being Maksik Pekarka as a Pekadam Ba'ama. And I'm announcing when it is I want it to be Chal, my Mechila, when it is that I agree to allow you to take it. Oh, so Hashad Sina Lahachi. So this is how we understand Tzliba's Man. So then we come back now to the original, our original point of departure, which was the question of the Makar. Right? We asked, how can it be that you don't need a Makar for to be told that you can dictate when it is you want something to be Chal? You have the capacity to do such a thing. With regard to Tznaim, we have B'nei Gad of Bnei Reuven. Unless you say that this is also based on B'nei Gad of Bnei Reuven, which we said maybe you'll have to say, according to some. Unless you say that, so how do we know that you can do this? So the answer is simple. You don't need a pasuk, because why would you need a pasuk? This works within klalim that we know. We know a person can give a pikadon if he wants to, if he chooses to. It's his property. If he wants, he can give it to somebody as a pikadon. And we know that if a person wants to be mokal a pikadon, then it'll be kanoi to that person in the context of kiddushin. That could be a ma'aseh kiddushin in the context of get aliba de harambam. That'll be a ma'aseh nesinas get. So you're simply using the klal. You don't need any pasuk. Why do you need a pasuk here? You're simply dictating. You're giving it as pikadon, and you're going to be mochel later on. Now, and here I think it's clearly an afkamina. Had you said that you're suppressing the mice, the way the others are understanding this Rambam, the chiddush here is you have a koch, the ability to suppress not just the chalos, but the mice. So then I think even kosherkin, you needed a makar for it. Not only are we going to say that the mice is done, but it's not going to take effect, we're going to say you don't even have a mice. So you can do that. I did the mice kiddushin. The Torah says, but by the way, you can pocket it and come back with it whenever you want. Right, so had we understood, in other words, what you have here is the power to suppress something, the chalos. Or, even more, maybe the mice itself, you certainly would need a makar, and then you really have a problem, and you have to explain something. You have to say, maybe, perhaps, this is really also based on benegadon. However, tola bezman doesn't involve any of that. It's simply giving something to Shem Pikadon, communicating the ratzon l'hakna that you have at a later time, and inasmuch as you can give something b'toros pikadon, that's with all your powers of b'ilim, and you can be mochel pikadon in gittin, kiddushin, and kinyanim, so too, tola bezman works, there's no problem. So that's, just to wrap that up, now we get to, okay, so that's the easy part in a sense. Now we have to address the major question, because we've addressed one reason why many, unfortunately, took the Rambam to be saying something like the Ran and the Ritva, that it's, you're being no sane now. The Ritva was only saying it b'shitas Rav Nachman. He wasn't saying it for himself, but the Ran actually passed this way. That I'm so giving.
Point of clarification.
Yes.
So if everything's really being done based on mechanisms that already exist within halacha, so then, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah?
Who says there's? I mean,
the
it's just telling you what the dinim are. The truth is that
you're not doing anything you're not really doing anything mitoras like gin or kiddushin that I would need to even present it. It's just working me the pikadum.
So the truth is that, first of all, okay. The truth is that the Gemara actually raises the question, lo ba'acher v'kitcha ma'u. So first of all, actually, Rishonim actually say this. Actually, if you look at the Ritva here, he says the whole Mishnah is actually Pshita. The Chiddush of the Mishnah really is what Rav and Shmuel say, which is Avah Mishnah is Hachal Mas, which we'll have to get to it next. I mean, that's the point. Everything else is really simple. The Chiddush that Rav and Shmuel are kind of because Gemara actually even asks Lo Ba'achar B'Kitchu Mahu. So does this work? Answer is yes. Rabbi Shmuel will say, Mikudeshes, Vav Vishnu Sakomas. So the Ripa says, Mikudeshes, you don't need to tell us. How do we know is a different question? I'm not sure if I've answered your question. I think the answer could be in Echinami. Okay, so this is how we understand no sin, Lotel Choshoshim Yom. Saying that you can do it, why can you do it? The reason you can do it is because it's in the scene that can be cut.
And that itself is.
No, it's not that itself would be our chiddush, but right. I mean that would be the Mishnah's chiddush, but it's not a chiddush. I mean the fact that
that's what the Mishnah's chiddush.
Maybe I'm not saying the Rambam will say this. I'm saying if you want, the Rambam could say that.
Right.
Yeah. The major issue here that's the most significant obstacle to what I'm saying is Sidei Rishus Rabbim. This was, if you remember, the Kesef Mishnah, the Marbach, and already even in the Rishonim, this is actually already in the Ritva, and the Ran himself paskins like this shita. It works even Magam. Why? It's not Bershusa, but it's Ki'ilu. The original Nesina was the original Nesina, the original Kabbalah, Saget, that's the Maisa Nesina, that's the Maisa Kabbalah. It's not in a place now where that completely gets totally Hufka, Right? Bereshis HaRabim sort of erases everything that happened beforehand. But Simta B'Agam, it's not like that. And therefore, as long as it's in there, so there's no problem. So the question exists, okay, but for the Rambam, if you explain the way I'm explaining it, Hechetesi. So, in other words, the question where all these Achronim are coming from, and this is what they say, that you know, the Rambam is also going to have to acknowledge this, and therefore, what the Rambam means, with Torah's Pikadon, it means not really that he's giving it as a Mesiris of Pikadon. No, this is the Maisa Gerishin. It's just that it's not Chal until later. So we have to massage sort of the difference between the it and Tanai. Because of this, this is a, if you look at the Shulchan Marbach, Sheim lo nomar ki mano il she ye aget kayam. This is the Marbach on page 3. B'sof hazmanim hu b'tzidir shes harabim o b'simta. And he even says explicitly, right? If I were to, if the husband were to give her the get b'simta shes harabim, would that work? Right? Forget lach alama. Just say, here's your get and put it b'simta or b'tzidir shes harabim. Is there a kinyan there? So clearly, the Maisa Gerishin was what initially happened, because it's not in the Makom HaRoy, the Kinyan, at the end, right? You couldn't say it wouldn't even work. So it's a good question. L'chora, what I'm saying can't be right. Except I think it might be right, and I'm going to try to defend it as follows. I think it is possible, in fact, that you are Kone Aget Midin Chatzer. Sidi Rishas Rabim and Agam and Simta, in this case, work Midin Chatzer. So it's not your Chatzer. The answer is you're Kone Simta here via Chazak. Midin Chazaka, and then it's Kona to get for you, Midin Chatzer. So before, that's just the where I'm going to go, but so first we need a little bit of a crash course background regarding Kinyan Chazaka. The Mishnah mentions that what is a Maisa Chazaka? What kind of acts constitute a Chazaka? So it says, now gather apartments. Gather apartments. So you did something to allow it to be locked, or you locked it, gather apartments, so you set up a border, or you allowed, created an entranceway in. These are acts which, at least the latter two, clearly involve tikkun karka. You're improving, you're acting, you're creatively enhancing the karka. So that's the method of, that's how one is mafsik, by being mashpiach, or by being mitakein, the gufa karka. So the question that you have is, but is that all? Is that the only way, is that the only kind of act which would constitute an act of chazak? Linyan kinyan. So here we have a machlokas Rambam and Raya. The Rambam, in source, in page number 3, this is, not page 3, page number 5, the Rambam says, this is I just mentioned to you the Mishnah of Masik bin Yisagir, and all got their parts, Koshu, Harizu Chazaka. So the Rambam says, Haisa karka tzichiach sela, so let's say the karka is not something which you can do tikkun on, right? She'ein ba lo geder, lo pirtza, there's no null geder parts. Veina basriya. So the way that the act that works is tashmish. If you use it, so then it's sort of like a avodasa mechankasa, right? You simply how is it you inaugurate your bialos? You simply start using it. So the tashmish itself is an act of chazak.
Is he saying that it would only work in
the Pasha Sashono is yes.
What?
The Iter and the Rav Haigon don't say that. I mean, the Iter and Rav Haigon clear that this works for all things.
Okay.
In theory, one could argue the Rambam too. The issue is whether or not it's specifically Tzchiyah Sela where these other things aren't options, being Mitakni Karka. But many understand the Rambam agrees with the Rav Haigon. It's actually not a requirement. I mean, it's not that it doesn't work otherwise. It's just that this is the only time you really come to it. You need it. Either way, and the reason they say this is because of the rest of the Rambam. And the Rambam says the Ravid says this is in right. The Rambam saying here is in right. He says Hamilsa lo mechubra, the chazaka achilas perisi. This is the equivalent of achilas peris. What he's referring to here is the Rambam, the next Rambam, Tezayin. Right, he consumes things. He takes the peros. He collects the peros from the tree. So the Rambam says that's a chazaka that works. The Ravid there says this is all what we just spoke about in the previous halacha, and that's where the Ravid here says this is the equivalent of achilas peros, meaning tashmish and hana meyakarka is the equivalent of achilas peros lo mahani ela kineged taina. That works only if you're talking about a cheskes gimel shanim. What do I need to do in order to establish a cheskes gimel shanim? So 3 years of what kind of activity gives me a muzakas bakarka? Such that if I say I was kone I get some other kinyan, I get to own it, and we don't say it goes to the other person, to the toy. About the mikna ba'ara, but to do a kinyan chazaka, this doesn't work. Lo kani elamid de mahanya la'ara keina ol gadar. You need to be mashpiach. You need to be mitaki in the karka. That's the only method of the only kind of acts that actually constitute a kinyan chazaka are those which involve being mitaki in the karka. Now, as far as let me just first note textually where this comes from. I mean, the Rambam, the Gemara actually says explicitly. Right, the Amar. This is the Gemara in Chavtes and Beis, and I have it here. Maskel Rabbi Barab Bayel Miata Tsunma. Right, this rock by Meyikne Ela Bukumim Ba Chevasa Mishtecha Ba Peir. So how you kona? You do these things. You be mamit ebehema, or you lay out your fruits. So the Rambam understood either. This is, I don't want to get too much into this. The Rabbi says that this Gemara is talking not about kinyan, even though it's kana. It doesn't mean kinyan. It means what is it that you do in order to be machzik begimel shanim, so that you have a raya against, or you have musakas against the taina. So that's what the Gemara here is discussing. Now the Rambam either understood that it's not discussing that at all, or it's not only exclusively discussing that, it's actually saying also kinyan, or, as the Gemara explains, even belavachi, even if you don't assume that the Rambam just interpreted the Gemara this way, I think I mentioned this yesterday, the Gemara points out the Rambam seems to have understood that any act, the only act which would work for gimel shanim, is one which would work if you did it in miyad, as a ma'aseh kinyan chazaka. This could, in theory, be a more general point regarding all acts of kinyan, that is, in terms of the relation between musakas and ma'aseh kinyanim, but at least regarding chazaka, there are those, the Gra claims, the Rambam held that any act which doesn't work, which works for chesed gimel shanim to create musakas, also works, you know, b'chazaka she yeshi matayna, also works to be konez karka mechadash, b'chazaka she eni matayna. Meaning, I'm using this act as a ma'aseh kinyan. So that even if you understood that the Rambam is right, that it's referring only to that, it would still imply that it must work also for kinyan. So that's with regard to Tsunama, with regard to Achilles Peyer. So you have similarly, Machlokas, Rambam and the Rambam on how to interpret the Gemara and Zayin. Either way, most Rishonim are more expansive than the Rambam. They think that Tashmish HaKarka, Hana Me'akarka, is a root, is a kind of a class of activities that actually do constitute kinyan chazaka. And they base themselves on the Gemara and Gimel and Beis, which I say here, Hamatziya Matzos Minifsei Ager Kana. Somebody who lays out mattresses upon the karka, so he's Kona. Their assumption being, so here you're not dealing with Tikkun at all, this is simply Tashmish. Right? The Rashbam explains, Rashbam Hamatziya Matzos, note the Rashbam requires also Shechiva, and we'll get to that in a second. Matziya Matzos V'shacha Avala Karka, if you're then, you put out mattresses and you lay down on it. So that's Minifsei Ager Kana. So the what's the chiddush here? Even though you haven't actually been talking a karka here, all you've done, you haven't been talking a karka. But the karka, you're using the karka, you're being nana min a karka. Even so, havi chazaka, and he actually says, and this is actually some use closer to the makor of chazaka. But tafastem, sorry, v'shav barechem, masher tafastem. So he says there is a method of kinyan that isn't just tikkun akarka. The Rav is not right in that score. You can also be kona aide hana meakarka.
Do you want to prove that Avraham was chatzer tonight?
No, okay. I don't. I just want to get to the background tonight. I'm not going to get all that. I won't get to. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Now, as for the specific acts, though, that the Rambam and the Rambam debated there, so there the opinions is more mixed. Regarding Achilas Peros, I don't know if the Rambam is a Das Yachid, but he's decidedly in the minority. Meaning the vast majority of Rishonim think that simply being Ochel the Peros, or collecting the Peros from a tree, that is not going to allow you to be Kone Me'akarka, even though they acknowledge, seems like against the Rambam, that Hana Me'akarka works, and the way they explain it is, simple. Here you haven't been nanem in a karka. You've been nanem me'atalush. You've been nanem from the tree, maybe nanem from the fruits. Right. This is, for instance, the ritva. If you take just at the end, achilas peros mali yeshiva mali achilas. Nero the yeshiva gufo nanem migufa shakarka mamish. Aval achilas peros inu nanem migufa shakarka elam peros. So you've been ochel peros. You're nanem from the peros. You're not actually nanem from the karka itself. Right. These are two different things. The peros are, you know, are basically talush. So you're not nana, you actually haven't been derived enough from the karka. So that's with regard to achilas peros. I think the Rambam is really in the minority in this. I think some the Ramah quotes Gaonim that held this opinion as well. But on the achilas peros point, he's decided the minority. When it comes to, however, more importantly for us, anachas kalim, hamadas behema, shtichas peros, there already the evidence is more mixed, and the opinion is more mixed. Some, like the Ramban and the Ritva, assume that hana'a works, unlike the Ravid, let's say, but only kishanene gufo me'akarka. And that's why they make this okimta that you find in the Rashbam, that when he's matzia matzaos, then he has to be shocheban. If he's not shochev, it's not going to be kone, because lo nene gufo me'akarka. That's what they claim. When it, others, however, assume that that is not the case, that even laying out kalim works, like the Rambam, in other words. And here you have an explicit Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, again, I'm almost done, 2 more minutes. Less than that, actually. Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi in Kiddushin and Mavasar, I quoted here, this is on page five. Rabbi Yaron Yishev from Yochanan Mocha Bais Chaveru Kevin Shetzavar L'Tochal Kanyo. It should be Kevin Shetzavar Peres L'Tochal Kanyo. Right. So if I collect my peres and I bring it into the house, so then you're Kone. So therefore many actually do pass in this Yishalmi, even those that actually don't agree with Hamadas Behema and Anachas Kalim, Hamadas Behema. So they actually are just Mechalik. They said we accept Yishalmi that Anachas Kalim alone can work. We reject the Hamadas Behema. I mean, I agree with the Ravid about Hamadas Behema only because, if you take a look at the Ramah, he explains that Hamadas Behema is something which isn't a Dira, Maisa Shel Dira. So, Dafka Maisa Shel Dira, it's not just any Tashmish, it has to be Tashmish, which is sort of Teshuva King Tiduru. So, Behema, you don't use that Lashon, but Behema, having Behema, which is Meisi, this is the Yadarma I have it here, having Behema, nobody puts Behemas in their property. It's not an act of Dira. But putting peros there, sure, you can make your house a base otsa. So that's an act of zira, and therefore it has a shame zira. Or if you disagree with the Rambam, either way, the Yerushalmi is explicit. Hanachas kalim tashmish simply even without gufo. Hanachas a tashmish works, and b it doesn't even have to be gufo. Now what are the Ramban and the Ritva? So they just say an echanami. The Yerushalmi says that we don't pass against Yerushalmi. We pass against the Yerushalmi. So the Ritva, I forgot that the Yerushalmi says that on sibor. You know, kines peros sochu kana palagagamar didan. Our gemara, we hold that you need to be nene gufo meakarka. Presumably, the rabbi will say exactly the same thing. Not that you need to be nene gufo meakarka. He'll say we just don't accept that you're shami. So that's just sort of the background in terms of hamadas kalim, hanachas kalim as a maisa chazak. To be continued.
Sure.
What?
Chazak is not a king. It's not really. Not
a
Kenyan, one to the other. It's a riot. I mean, that's
all
that.
That's all
big
in
Rishayim.
No, that's Chesed Bimoshanim.
Right.
But here you're talking about an act of Chazakah just as an act of Kenyan. Chazakah is also a Kenyan, right? Chazakah.
Because
you mentioned
something before, it was
the
Cheskos.
No, so that's according to the Ravid, but the Rambam actually thinks that it isn't. Either the Rambam thinks it's not talking about Cheskos Bimoshanim, or at least it's not only talking about Cheskos Bimoshanim, or he thinks that even if it were anything which is Cheskos Bimoshanim, I think the Rambam just understood it to being Kana. Says Kana, so we're talking about Kenyan.
Some still bottom line showing violence. That's what does a violent normally do? Something chazak.
So actually, I quoted the Rabbi Yonah here. Rabbi Yonah thinks that that's another sort of separate avenue. That's what he understood Noel, because Noel, according to him, is even if you just open and shut the door, locks the door. So, but that's not quite. Meaning, it could be the Tashmish is a little. It could be the Tashmish works as an act of, you know. No Hekib Bailim, but it doesn't have to. Either way, you have acts of Horaz Bailos, which aren't Tashmish, like Noel. This is the Rin Yonah, if you take a look here. In Yonah Chazaka him, Nilos Lasos Abayas, Vavo Bisha Eim Bechach Lefish Chitasa. There are others who hold that it's Tikkun Amino, in which case Noel also is a matter of Tikkun, but he thinks it's even just opening it down, up and down, allowing people to go through. Vavo Bisha Eim Bechach Tikkun Abayas, Dera Chazaki Shemachzikim Ba, Kimosha Adam Machzik Vinoeg Bishalal. So that's not Tashmish. You wouldn't say it's Tashmish Akarka. That's so the three avenues here, three different kinds of acts of that can work as Chazaka. One is some acts which are sort of bespeak by this. Then you have Tikkun Akarka, sort of creative labor. And then you have a third, which is simply starting to use it. I don't know if he thinks that you need it has to be an act of Horaz by this. It's just using it. That's just the way he explains it. right? That the third one was and that's what you have in v'shavu barechem asher tafasim. So it's not that they were sort of demonstrating their bailus, it's just that they started to actually settle it.